Thank you for joining our celebration of the 50th anniversary of the Beatles' Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, All Access. I'm Dan Neer. The range of styles and instruments on Sgt. Pepper's is staggering. There are full orchestras, Indian instruments like Del Ruba and sitar, bassoons, and yes, harp. Here's Sheila Bromberg, who was summoned by a fixer, or as we might know them in America, an agent, to come and play her instrument for a session that would become a part of musical history.
This fixer phoned me up, said, am I free from 9 o'clock at night till midnight? And I thought, do I really want a session from 9 till midnight? But it was Alec, and he gave me a lot of work, so I didn't want to turn him down, I didn't want to upset him. He didn't tell me at the time that it was for the Beatles, and you never knew who you were going to play with. And I was sitting here at 8:30, suddenly a piece of music was plonked on my music stand, I gave it a brief look, oh yeah, right. And then this voice said, well, what you got on the dust? Meaning, what's written on the music? I recognised the Liverpool accent, turned round, of course it was Paul McCartney. Well, first of all, I played exactly what was written. Then I stopped and he said, no, I don't want that, I want something. I think he had an idea in his head of what he wanted it to sound like, but he couldn't describe it, he couldn't express it. And he was waiting for somebody to bring it out of the air. After each time we played it, Paul McCartney, we'd hear it from the controls. No, I don't want that, I want something. So we played again. Came midnight, and the string section were really fed up. And eventually the leader, Eric Grunberg, tucked his violin under his arm and said, now it is midnight, we have to go home because we are working in the morning. So a voice from the control box said, well, I suppose that's that then. We all went home.
The elusive sound that Paul was searching for was an ingenious doubling of the sound of the harp from the very first take that Sheila played.
Wednesday morning at 5 o'clock as the day begins. Silently closing her bedroom door, leaving the note that she hoped would say more. She goes downstairs to the kitchen, clutching a handkerchief. Quietly turning the back door key, stepping outside, she is free. We gave her most of our lives, is leaving, sacrificed most of our lives. We gave her everything money could buy. Snores as his wife gets into her dressing gown, picks up the letter that's lying there, standing alone at the top of the stairs. She breaks down and cries to her husband, Daddy, our baby's gone. Why would she treat us so thoughtlessly? How could she do this to me? We never thought of ourselves, is leaving, never a thought for ourselves. We struggled hard all our lives to get by. She's leaving home after living alone for so many years. Friday morning at 9 o'clock, she is far away, waiting to keep the appointment she made, meeting a man from the motor trade. She, what did we do that was wrong? He's heavy. We didn't know it was wrong. Fun is the one thing that money can't buy.
like watching a movie in your mind. She's Leaving Home, now reproduced in sonic splendor on the 50th anniversary editions of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
And of course, Henry the Horse dances the waltz.
Another John Lennon contribution to the magic of Sgt. Pepper's is being for the benefit of Mr. Kite, George Harrison.
We walked into an antique shop in Sevenoaks in Kent, and we were looking at what they had there, and John pulled out this thing that he found, which was said the benefit of Mr. Kite. And it was virtually all the lyrics to that song. That's how you do it. You know, you get ideas, you hear people say stuff, or so you hear a phrase that sounds good and you write it down and remember it. So I think he was just advanced for those days in his awareness of putting everything could be put into a song, you know.
George Martin.
When I saw it, it was hanging up in the hall of his house in Surrey. And it had everything that the song has on it. It had the Henderson Twins and Pablo Panky's Fair, and all those words were written on the poster. It obviously inspired him to write a song about a fairground or a circus. He wanted to create a sound picture of what the song was all about. And he actually said to me, I want to smell the sawdust.
John Lennon.
I wrote that as a pure poetic job to write a song. I was sitting there and I had to write because it was time to write, you know. And I had to write it quick because otherwise I wouldn't have been on the album. So I had to knock off a few songs. I knocked off it, Day in the Life, or my section of it, and Mr. Kite.
For the benefit of Mr. Kite, there will be a show tonight on trampoline. The Hendersons will all be there, late of Pablo Frank is there, what a scene. Over men and horses, hoops and garters, lastly through a hogshead of real fire. In this way, Mr. K will challenge the world. The celebrated Mr. K performs his feat on Saturday at Bishop's Gate. The Hendersons will dance and sing as Mr. Kite flies through the ring. Don't be late. Mrs. K and H assure the public their production will be second to none. And of course, Henry the Horse dances the waltz. Mr. K performs his tricks without a sound. And Mr. H will demonstrate 10 somersets he'll undertake on solid ground. Ding ding, some days in preparation, a splendid time is guaranteed for all. And tonight, Mr. Kite is topping the bill.
Wildly creative reading of a poster being for the benefit of Mr. Kite, which you now can hear in a glorious stereo mix and in development via two previously unreleased earlier takes contained on the Super Deluxe 50th Anniversary version of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. More pepper with a side of curry when All Access takes control of your senses once again after this break.